Welcome to Policy Committee today. Apologies from Councillor Woodhead and Councillor Kempton. Somebody care to move those? Councillor Neal seconded Councillor Lawton. All in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Confirm the agenda. Any conflicts of interest? No. No public forum. Confirmation of the minutes then. Minutes are circulated there. Does somebody care to move those? Councillor Hope seconded. Councillor Noon, all in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay then, on to our paper. Sorry. Director's report, first paper. A fuller director's report this time, just a slightly different focus for reporting, and also an appendix there on where we are at with some of our water policy work. So, Ms. Winter, did you want to comment on this report?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. If I could just take a moment, please. Sort of just over 3 months into the role, and I've been thinking about the purpose of the director's report, and this time I've repositioned the report so that it's aiming to be more forward-looking, more forward-focused than backward-looking. I don't think you really want me to be reporting on the last 6 weeks that have gone. I feel that you might be more interested in what's coming up and what we're about to do. So I sort of am trying to strike a balance between about sort of 75% to 80% forward looking, but also knowing that you need the context for it to sit in, and so providing you with a bit of this is where we've come from. And I'm interested in your feedback on that. So if you do have any feedback, this is your report, and if it's not what you want, then please let me know.
It's what we want.
Okay. I've had a couple of meetings with Madam Chair to get feedback on the report, and I've included at her suggestion 2.2, an update on the district plans in the territorial authorities, so that you know where they're at in their development stages and review stages. And as Councillor Robertson has mentioned, Appendix 1 with an overview of the plan changes. And once again, if that hasn't got the level of detail you want, then please let me know. We did have an action from the last meeting that was highlighted on page 7, and you'll notice that that action has now been translated into a table in 3.4. We're reporting against the MPS and freshwater management, and so you can see that we're bringing a report to you in March 2018 on some of the plan changes and the alignment with the MPSFM, and there's some other work that's out into the future and will be included in our long-term plan. We've got lots of consultation going on at the moment, as many of you know, because I've seen you at some of our meetings, and there's more coming up just before Christmas. As Ms Sutton has said, we're attending as many of these meetings as we can, just so that we get a feel for how we're engaging with the community and the response that we're getting back from our community. As was previously mentioned, policy are in discussion with stakeholder engagement around how we can present our best foot forward to our community in these processes, and we'll be coming back in the new year to talk about that with you. We have, just speaking of one of the engagements we've got, we're supposed to have next week, was a meeting in Roxburgh around the Clutha minimum flows plan change. That has been postponed. We've talked to the Central Otago District Council Chief Executive and our Civil Defence staff, and we've just decided that that's probably not top priority for that community right now. So we've pushed that out with a tentative date of the next Monday, the 11th of December, and you know, we'll just see where that community's at as to whether that's the right time as well. I want to focus just a little bit on the Manuhitakia minimum flows plan change because the Director of Engineering, Hazards and Science, Dr. Palmer, and I have been working together very closely with the project team on this to refocus that plan change a bit and get the momentum going again. So you'll notice in 3.9, however, that I have not included a notification date for that plan change. That is because it's an extremely complex plan change, and I liken it to eating an elephant, where we need to focus on chewing up the limbs before we can actually consume the whole thing. So we're very focused on getting all the technical reports that we need. We're focused on engaging with the community, and Dr. Palmer and I have been out into the community and will continue to do that into the new year. So that we get these milestones, you know, the kind of battles before the war, so to speak, we get them picked off and we're in the best possible place we can be before we go back out, and especially with notification. Finally, the upper of the urban water quality strategy, the visit to Clutha District Council. We're doing that tomorrow at 4 p.m. and Councillor Woodhead was coming along to that, and we now need someone to come with us, and we look like we've got
Thank you.
So that's all I want to say. Thank you very much. Happy to take questions.
Yeah, I really appreciate the new reporting format and style. I think that's really great for us as governance to be able to track where projects are and do our role as well more efficiently and effectively, so I really appreciate that. There is a lot going on, and just want to recognise that. You've been extremely busy, you and your team. Mm. So thank you so much for putting the priority and emphasis on this work. I think it has been going very well from all accounts. I want to thank councillors as well who have stepped up and chaired those meetings, gone along to all these various consultation meetings. So very much appreciated. And if you can come along to Clutha tomorrow, Councillor Scott, that would be fantastic. And just keep in touch. I will try endeavour to ensure that we've got people going to all of them. It's important that our governors are there, and we've been doing that really well. So well done, good team effort, everyone. Pep talk. Keep it up. It's not going to end anytime soon, I don't think. So, yeah. Right, we'll open it up for discussion if anyone has anything they'd like to touch on.
There's so much.
Yep. Yeah, there is a lot in there. Just note as well, Linda, so I think, have got some progress there on being able to go forward with both plan change and consent applications together, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we reported to the court on the 19th of November, and we've received draft consent applications for review. So,
okay,
yep. So we're moving forward on that one too.
Good one. Okay, Councillor Lawton, if it's on this subject, yep.
Well, do we see that that's going to have much effect on our plan changes going forward in terms of setting a precedent?
Too early to say at this stage, I think. But I know all eyes are on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Just from talking in the community.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Scott and Councillor Hope.
Yeah, firstly, thank you very much. Very busy. Well done. Keep it up. Your comment in terms of forward-looking, I agree with Councillor Deaker, but I will make the point, you've got to look backwards a bit. I'm assuming that you're actually doing something as opposed to promising to do things. So it'd be nice to know what you have achieved for that period too.
Yep, absolutely.
Went to a good meeting the other night out in Mosgiel on the flood protection and the recent flood. There was comment back from the DCC in relation to their 2GP in terms of what they're aiming for on the Tyree, and generally, I think, in terms of their new building standards. And how I picked it up is, in fact, what they're aiming to do is to be consistent with the New Zealand Building Code, which is a 1 in 50. And my understanding is that we've always felt that wasn't quite good enough. And my understanding is we've been aiming for a 1 in 100 year protection support new builds on the Torrey and so forth. Dr. Palmer might have something to say about this. But it would be good just to get that governance perspective.
Dr. Palmer, did you want to comment?
I just make the comment that we've come a very long way together with the Dunedin City Council on the 2GP and getting in place hazards provisions for the Tyree and elsewhere, and I think there are just a few matters that are still being discussed between the councils around some of the things like how you might provide for floor levels and those sorts of things. So it's a matter that's just ongoing conversation.
Okay, so I think there's an agreement there that there's some ongoing conversations going on, and we're aiming. Yeah, okay. We'll leave it at that. But that's a further discussion. I was interested in your graph on page 16. Thank you very much. That's really good. If I was to be cheeky, I'd love to have a timeline right along the bottom to 2021 that was relatively fixed. Because I look at that graph that you provided, and I think the temptation will be it'll just go donk, go donk. It'll just slowly move in some of those internal. Whereas they actually got a line along the bottom with some fixed time frames working back from 2021 to put a bit of back pressure. You might find,
Point taken, thank
and,
you.
And actually what's happening between the middle of 2018 and 2021, get a little bit of tension in there. Indeed, thank you.
Yep, that's a good comment. We can refine these yet, I think, and perhaps maybe even have a think about beyond water quantity plan changes tracking as well.
Yeah.
Whether we need to have it every report or we track it periodically, but we certainly have work that's beyond just this that we need to track as well. But really good start. Yep.
Thank you.
Councillor Hope and then Lawton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a great, really lovely to see this, and easy to understand and to read. Now, I'm going to ask you a funny question about eating elephants and biting off limbs at one at a time. What would be the next one for you after, what we have, 3.9? We talked about that one. If you had to have a look, Tanya, what would you say?
Drink.
Be the next 3.9. Big chunky bit.
In terms of Marahirikia?
Yeah, after that one.
Oh, you mean plan change after that?
Yeah, like if you had to pick the next one.
Well, we've got several running concurrently at the moment that are all at different stages, and I guess what my concern is that we, and we are preparing in terms of engaging with science and that to prepare for the next plan changes, and they are in the long-term plan. There's a schedule of them in the long-term plan draft that's coming up. But promising or starting plan changes and then having to put them on hold because we don't have the staff capacity to do them is not my idea of, you know, something I want to do, taking on more. So we need to keep them moving. We need to make sure that we are looking ahead and always having a good understanding of the information that we need. And in terms of which one's next, I mean, maybe I've got my manager of water quantity here, we've got the science manager here, so I would ask them for their input here.
Cadrona and Arrow are coming along quite nicely at the moment, and it may be that they're notified before Manuhirikia is, mainly because they're nice.
Right, yeah.
Succinct plan change. As opposed to sort of the huge one that Manuhirikia is. So we'll be hearing more about where the Arrow is at the moment because we're going out to consultation next week on that on options. So they're all moving along. Yeah.
Do you mean, sorry, Councillor, did you mean beyond the ones that are in this report now?
It's great. You've answered. I just sort of got that feeling of that, okay, we know that Manuhirikia is big. Yes. What next? And as I say, I do also cite from you some frustrations as well, just with the staffing and things like that. But it's great.
I guess the answer is, like you've already found out, I suppose, is that there's not one and then the next. They're all running together. Yeah. And need to meet the time frames.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Councillor Lawton.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, really enjoyed reading through and getting, I felt like it was a good summary of where everything's at. So on the Cadrona front, actually, no, it wasn't. It was on the Arrow front, but there's the consultation coming up next week, which I'm intending, and there's a mention of a couple of the reports mm-hmm. that have been provided. Are we going to get those reports before we go to the workshop?
They're just being finalised at the moment.
Great, if we could have those sent through.
Not that we're holding on to them or anything like that, but yeah, you'll have them as soon as they're done.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
And hopefully they will be finalised before the actual workshops that we have, but they'll be put on the website and available to you as soon as they're completed.
Great, thank you. There is a few, I'm jumping all over the place, sorry. The point made about the navigation safety bylaw in terms of QLDC, there's been quite a lot of discussion come up at the workshops and the particularly up Clutha area about Harbour Master.
Yep.
And then talking to another ex-staff member about how that actually came about, and it would be in terms of QLDC having mandate to run the Harbour Master, sort of do their part in the Queenstown Lakes. It would be really nice to know what the relationship's going to be between our Harbour Master and if there's going to be any with the Queenstown Lakes situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it seems that I was told that absolutely no way, because there's already been historically legal obligations made. But I would love to hear if we've made any inroads into that and sending.
Yes, so I asked for an update this morning, and Mr. Kelleher, our legal counsel, said that he understands that ORC submission on that was well received, and a meeting has since been set up with all Otago Harbour Masters. They are meeting next month on how they can all coordinate better.
Okay. So not so much a legal obligation from ORC, because that has been handed over, but there is an openness to coordination between them. Okay, great.
We've delegated our powers, but I guess we could choose not to delegate powers.
I understood that's been a long time.
But yeah, I mean, we don't.
We'd have to look at the legal process and come back on how that would work if that was to change.
Mm.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good update. Thank you.
Okay, somebody asked you to hand up, I think. No? Okay, we've discussed that one well then. Right, so I'm on the next paper. Recommendation just to be noted then. Somebody care to move that? Councillor Noon, seconded Councillor Hope, all in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. On to the next report then, and just note we've got a number of staff here today for this report, which is fantastic. We have air management planning report and some attachments as well, which include the draft air quality strategy and as well draft air quality strategy consultation plan.
Mm-hmm.
Both are really important. You have seen the air quality strategy essentially before. Consultation strategy, though, I don't think people have seen before. And just interesting point is seeking consultation through the LTP process with community around the air strategy and how people feel about that, I suppose, would be a good point for discussion today. But yeah, did you want to discuss what you'd like us to give feedback on as well?
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair, and I'll hand over to Ms. Leduc at a certain point. But this, of course, came to you, was it last committee round, I think? One before.
Mm.
Yes, and since then, so we went away and have drafted the consultation plan and brought that back to you, and we're proposing two stages of consultation, and one has commenced, because we have been out and about, and some of you have attended those meetings with the district councils. And then we're proposing through the draft LTP, particularly around implementation plan there. So essentially we're looking for adopting the draft air quality strategy today, but I'll ask Ms. Leduc, do you want to add anything? Do you want to speak to the report?
I've got three of them, Chair. Well, essentially, we shared it in October with you, and we wanted a couple of changes made. So we made those changes, and it's just to show them to you so that you're comfortable with what we've changed. And as Linda said, we've started engaging or liaising with the City and District Council on the draft strategy. And our recommendation is to do the wider public consultation alongside the LTP, because the air quality strategy is very much a document which sets out a long-term plan, so we thought it would be really helpful for the community to see the overall philosophy and how we want to implement it and on how long later on through the LTP. So that was very much our thinking.
Councillor Lawton.
I have a big question mark next to that, but in terms of why would we feed, so we get feedback, but then the we don't have an implementation plan alongside the strategy, but are we suggesting that that will be developed through the LTP process? I just feel like from the feedback, particularly from the QLDC session, was they wanted to just know what, how we were going to make it happen. Can we be really clear in our communication that you know, this is the first step, very quickly followed up by the second step is how we're actually going to achieve it? Because I think that's the frustration of the communities at the moment, particularly the Queenstown Lakes, and I don't know so much from the other councils, but that they want to know how we're expecting to actually make it happen.
And through you, Madam Chair, I attended the Central Otago meeting and the Waitaki meeting, and it was the same feedback there. Was rubber hitting the road, so to speak. What does this mean in terms of action?
So how are we going to have those conversations through the LTP? Are we going to come up with scenarios and get people...
The question would be, is the LTP going to have options for implementation, like actual practical implementation options, or would it be setting up, like similar to biodiversity, a phase of developing what those practical implementation scenarios are and saying, okay, community, would you like us to spend money in the LTP getting people together and partnership approach to,
So are we just pouring it out, or are we,
Which way would we go with that? Do we know?
Through the chair, there'll be more discussion on that tomorrow. It is more heading towards the second option. It's very difficult until you've done that pre-work to know what to put in the LTP. So, you know, chicken and egg, unfortunately. But we'll discuss it further tomorrow.
And what, a lot of it would be partnership, absolutely reliant on partnerships and even partnership funding. And so you can't really just put it into the LTP, can you? So, yeah, I think there is a phase of developing what that implementation looks like, and it's not ideal timing-wise, I guess, but we do need to press forward. So I think this is as good as we can do in the time frame we've got now till LTP consultation.
Through you, essentially we've put a placeholder in the long-term plan around implementation, and then we'll shape up what that looks like. And in actual fact, we pushed the project, the program out a wee bit to use the first year for engaging on what implementation might look like, because otherwise we're trying to consult on a strategy and we can't put an implementation plan together until we've done that.
Okay, Councillor Scott.
Yeah, it seems to me, you know, and I'd be interested you know, to get feedback from staff of what they think of this document. But it seems to me it's always a little bit of a balance, you know, trying to get that overarching words and philosophy and vision, as opposed to being too sidetracked on the detail. But like I think back to the urban water one where there was a reference group, so we're, you know, the governments were part of the journey, so you could sort of understand what was going on a little bit better. But also I think the community sort of had a feel of what ultimately would happen with the urban water. They'd seen a certain amount of it already, you know, and they realised that if they had a septic tank, you know, there's going to be issues, boom, boom, boom. There was sort of that connection. There was sort of, I think, an awareness in the community about what the next step is. But I think even at this table, we don't really know what the next step is with air. So we're sort of stuck in this, you know, it's almost, you know, with the words, the overarching nice words, without actually being 100% sure what's going to happen when the rubber meets the road. So it doesn't surprise me that the TAs have asked questions, well, what does it sort of all mean? And it's, in some ways it's a little bit of a pity for me, because I pulled out some documents last night, 2008, when we did the straight line and the curved line, and we're going to do this and we'll do that. We actually put in terms of our plan that, you know, transition to get burners of a certain technology, and, you know, we did some things, and we're sort of back into this sort of overarching without really knowing where it's going. Some of the overarching word, though, I must say, you know, is good. It talks about upgrades to low-impact heating. It talks about advocating, promoting, supporting what will facilitate the uptake of low-impact heating, home insulation or cheaper electricity. I would say we'll work with other councils, with central government, with industries. It talks about things like requiring that regional rules are complied with. Now, that's all sort of good. They're good words. I agree with that. But my honest feel is that as a document, it's just a little bit soft. It's just a bit soft. Like, I read the document and I don't really have an awareness of where we're sort of at, even though we've done a lot of things. My instinct is that two things, is that the regulatory approach should be toughened up and shouldn't be soft, like in this here, in my view. It needs just a little bit more regulatory teeth. We've got laws and we're not actually addressing them. It says that they'll be complied with, but actually to say to TAs, well, these are the laws, this is what we're going to do, and also even, you know, we heard Regional Council Bay of Plenty has a bylaw, you know, maybe we would actually be prepared to do that in terms of technologies. Smoke's coming out of the flue. We've talked about the moisture content of wood and things like, we keep talking about these things, and if you want a practical one, and Councillor Robinson might challenge me with data, but nevertheless I'll put it on the table, is, you know, our worst town at the moment is Milton when you look at the data, and that wasn't even in their shed one a period of time ago. And I tell you why it'll be one of the worst, because of its proximity to Kai and Kai Point Coal. And, you know, if you want a strategy document in there, we should ban coal, you know, and actually just let's get on with it. Ban coal, excluding in compliant boiler systems, and let's get something that actually stirs the community up and actually has some connection to possible outcomes.
Thank you. So basically where we're at now, because I'm trying to look forward as well, is that we do have an air strategy here, and it is at a strategy level, and it's aspirational, and we can get behind it because, yeah, it's so high level that you couldn't disagree with the strategy, and that's a good starting point. But the next stage is a really, really key stage, and it's not one that we can rush into because we will have to consider some really big issues. Okay, your pet subject's banning coal, my pet subject's making fires free in the areas, or not necessarily fires, upgrading your fire to something that's more efficient and cleaner burning, free in the townships.
Sounds quite less to it.
Yeah.
I didn't see
I'm
that.
I'm sure everybody around here has
mine will
a pet
be getting
subject
dry wood to people
that they would like to put forward, but all of them need consideration. They all need science. They're not something you would leap into. So where we're at the moment is that we need to set up for an LTP.
Mm-hmm.
We can't actually come up with what are the best options in the next few months. We do need to be moving into a let's do an implementation plan, and we need to be moving into that in year one of the LTP, and we need to be doing it in partnership with other people as well. So yeah, this is where we're at, and I think the approach that's been put forward is a sensible, real one that we're facing. But anyone else? Councillor Scott, I see your frustrations.
I'm not frustrated. I sympathise with what you're saying.
Yep, Councillor Lawton.
Can I just raise, right now, at this very moment, there is a meeting happening at the Otago Museum around the Cozy Homes.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as anything, it is a part the partnerships that we can draw on to make all of those visions happen. And I guess, you know, reflecting on the document, it's there, and in terms of those implementation discussions, it's exciting that we can start having those.
Thanks.
It's a shame
for bringing
that
up.
Make the meeting today.
Bad timing, but in terms of partnerships and keeping up to it, we do need to make contact. I'm sure people have to explain why we're not there today, and find out what the meeting entailed. That would be good. Okay, Councillor Noone.
Madam Chair, I was just wondering about the recommendation and listening to the discussion about an implementation plan that's going to evolve over time with the LTP, and I just wonder that we should actually have a second motion to basically state that an implementation plan will follow once consulted on through the LTP, because someone picks up this report and sees this council has adopted a draft air quality strategy, and that's great, but just understanding there is the rubber hits the road, and that's what people want to hone in on, and just so they know that that opportunity is coming further down the track. That was always just reflects the discussion we've had. That was my point.
Clear communication.
Just through you, Madam Chair. In an ideal world, the strategy would have been adopted 6 months ago, and we'd have an implementation plan in front of you that we'd consulted with key stakeholders on, and it would be ready for an LTP, but we are where we are, and I feel that adopting this now for consultation with a placeholder in the LTP saying, yep, you know, we're going to do something, we're serious about this, but we do have to be a bit better informed about what that might be, and obviously have a discussion here, I think is probably the best way forward at the moment.
Yeah, through the chair, it's not a criticism, trying to reflect
reality.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
I like the words, the placeholder, keep it simple, and just that people then understand that other step is to follow.
Mm-hmm. No,
any other comments, Councillor Dacre?
I've just noted four things in the draft that I think need to be corrected, but I'll just give them to Sylvie rather than bore everybody else.
Thank you. Councillor Bell, are you right there?
I just agree that we've just got to get on with the job and get this out, and so that we can make the positive progress that needs to be made, and all the things that go with it. And one of those keys, and I see it here, in delivering good air quality is that collaboration. And I'd like to see us making sure we are definitely collaborating with those other regional councils. And TLs, etc., so that we and all the other appropriate community parties, so that we are bringing it all together.
Councillor Neil.
Madam Chair, I wouldn't like to see a headline tomorrow where regional council considers banning coal, because probably it's only one councillor who's said banning coal, and this council actually hasn't discussed banning coal, so it's not its policy. And the other thing is, I'm surprised that Councillor Bell hasn't brought it up, because he has several times, and I suppose that's why he hasn't again today. I mean, we don't want people, the last thing we want is people dying of the coal, and that's always been the argument, so we've always got to be mindful of that. That's all.
Okay, so there was mention of a second recommendation, the first being that the report is noted, Councillor Noone, the second being something
along
the
lines that further consultation will occur through the long-term plan process. We're a placeholder line item will be established.
Yeah, implementation.
Implementation for an implementation plan. Sorry, that's not very
well
worded.
Yeah, that's all right. Lauren.
So,
I think you know what I mean, Lauren.
No, no, no. Read the first bit out again and then the...
Because we're adopting the draft ecology process for stakeholder...
Which one we could do better?
Oh, sorry, I had the wrong recommendation, the first one. The first recommendation is that the Council adopts the draft air quality strategy and consults in accordance with its consultation plan. Second one is, we'll just read it out in a second. No.
Very good.
No, isn't it that an implementation plan will be developed? An implementation project, almost, rather than... Yeah.
Is that right? Is that correct, Ms. Ledoux?
Can you... That further consultation on an implementation plan will occur through the 2018-28 LTP process?
Yes,
yeah,
it depends on what you mean by an implementation plan. Yes, it will help stage and really identify what pieces of work we need to do. Mm. But in terms of what are the rules that are going to go into our regional plan, etc., it's a longer...
Yeah.
Well, an implementation plan is going to have a timeline against it. Mm. So it's
three pieces of work.
Yeah.
But it sounds as though we're going to have an implementation plan that's consulted on in the LTP, the way that's worded, whereas actually we won't have the details of that. It's more that, yeah, we're consulting on developing a implementation plan, and should we do that?
Consulting on implementing the strategy rather than an implementation plan.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep, that'll be fine. Yeah.
Maybe just leave it the way it is then, if it's that complicated.
Goodness.
Sorry.
I know we've got to do an implementation.
Sorry. Rightio, what have we got?
Well, we've got a few of them now, but a few versions. That further consultation on implementing the air quality strategy will occur through the LTP process.
Which is what we've got there, isn't it? So consults in accordance with its consultation plan. It is the same thing, Councillor Scott, really. Yeah.
Flag it.
Look,
I mean, we all understand.
Yes.
We haven't got a list of projects that dovetail into the strategy of how we're going to, your point, Brian, how we're going to actually make a difference and implement these visionary goals.
If you want to spell it out specifically around implementation, I shouldn't have said that. If that's what is important, then go ahead. How are you feeling about that, Councillor Noon? Would you like to have a second?
Not particularly. No, okay. Look, we've had a good discussion. I think everyone at the table understands what we're going to do.
Strategy.
And
are we sure? I'm just checking.
And I imagine the preamble of the
Windsor
report,
and then we'll
touch on that this is the first stage. We've still got another stage to identify what projects are actually going to deliver this strategy to the community.
So you, Madam Chair, I just wanted to check with Mr Donnelly around how we shape up a consultation document for our LTP, and my understanding is that Council were involved in identifying the hot topics that we want feedback on through the LTP, and if air quality is one of them, then that can be included. Is that the way we would...
Yeah, well, the LTP is a bit different than an annual plan, because annual plan is only the changes. The LTP, the whole program and document is up for consultation, but that still goes without saying that we would want to focus on what the hot topics are. So there will be some key issues that we really want to highlight and make sure that people are aware that they're those ones in particular we want feedback on, but it is open to feedback on absolutely
anything,
every topic on there.
Yeah, sure. Alright, just wanted to check that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Mr.
Okay.
We're not including that recommendation.
No, I will draw it.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll put the recommendation unless anyone wants to say anything further. We've had a good discussion there. Who would like to move the recommendation? Councillor Noon, are you happy with that?
I'm more than happy.
Yep.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Seconded Councillor Bell. All in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Brings Policy Committee to a close.
Thank you.